All right, good evening. Let's go ahead and get started. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Duncan County Board of Commission. Today is Monday, October 21st, 2019. Reverend Connors will lead us with the invocation, and we'll follow that with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for your many blessings throughout our entire times. And now, Lord, we ask you tonight that you bless the commissioners with wisdom and knowledge that is needed to continue to bring prosperity and growth to Duplin County. We thank you for the work that they do, and we ask you to cover and protect them each and every day as they travel from one place to another. Remember the staff that help make Duplin County what it needs to be throughout the county. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, does anyone have anything to add to the consent agenda on the board?
I do not.
Mr. Brent?
I do not, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve
the consent agenda.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. First things first is we will administer the oath to our newly selected county attorney, Mr. Timothy Wilson. Let's see.
The Bible. So, let's see, Tim. Place your left hand on the Bible, raise your right. We'll turn around here and show you pretty face, everybody. All right. I, Timothy Wilson. Do solemnly and sincerely swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. That I will be faithful and bear true allegiance. To the state of North Carolina. And to the constitutional powers and authorities which are. Or may be established for the government thereof. And that I will endeavor to support. Maintain and defend the Constitution of said state. Not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States. To the best of my knowledge and ability. So help me God. I, J. Timothy Wilson. Do swear that I will well and truly execute the duties of the office. Of the office of the county attorney. For the county of Duplin. According to the best of my skill and ability. According to
law.
So help me God.
That last one's for you, Mr. Thompson.
I, Kennedy L. Thompson, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners. All right, do I need to do this? I've never done this before.
That's just where you sign.
I, Kennedy L. Thompson, Chairman of the Board of Commissioners for the aforesaid state and county, hereby state that the foregoing oaths of Timothy Wilson of Mubern and Selms, attorneys at law, were this day sworn and subscribed to me this day, October 21st. 2019. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank all y'all.
This is Timothy Wilson, our new county attorney, everybody.
Thank y'all. Look forward to working with y'all.
Thank you, sir.
Do we have any public comments?
Commissioner Ladson is the only one who signed up for public comments, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Ladson, you have the floor.
Okay. Do I have to go to the podium?
You do not have to do anything, but
thank you so much. Today, I had the opportunity to go to Cornerstone. It's a little agency that helps people in need. of different things, and especially now that this scamming is coming so for seniors, especially seniors, and they have a program there will help you and alert you about different phrases that they use. I can tell you about, what is it, publishing house? They call me at least every other day to see and tell me. I said, well, where are the people with the balloons that are coming? And they hang up. And it's always somebody from Jamaica. They call at least every other day. My husband gets on the phone sometimes and put on his Jamaican voice, but he's not. He's from Georgia, so you know how that sounds. But they're still out there trying to scam people. So please, pass the word around. I know that a lot of things is going on in our society, but look out for your neighbor and other people. Speak to them about what's going on. Nobody's giving away money these days. Nobody. You have a hard time even getting your own money out of the bank. So let them know. A lot of people think it's all right, you know, that they're going to get some. You're not going to get $5 million. You might wake up one morning and don't have a bank account where they have cleaned you out. So please pass the word around. It's really rough out there, phone calls. I get them every other day, somebody trying to take money. And this organization is run by, what is that, Darlene Lacey? And it's called The Cornerstone. And it's in Warsaw, 103 South Front Street. And they have instructions and different words and things that they use that will help you out. So pass it to your mother, your grandmother, your aunt, and them, and let them know. Please? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Latson. All right, first up we have Ms. Melissa Kennedy. She is our addressing project coordinator.
Good evening. I'm here for the public hearing for the Lopez brothers to name a lane off of Iron Mine Road, and they have chosen Olivos Drive.
Okay. At this time, I will open up a public hearing to address any questions, concerns about the naming of 351 Iron Main Road in Rockfish Township to Olivos Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone like to be heard, or does anyone have any questions or comments about that? Hearing none. Go ahead, Ms. Watson.
I have something to say. Not to be paranoid, but about it. When you bring anyone bring things like that with an address, it would be nice to have a photo so we could see exactly where this position is, where the streets start and where it is. You didn't even have highways. Now that I'm back and there's all little villages popping up. And I don't know where these places are, so I would appreciate it. Pass the word on. I would appreciate it. If it be a photo, the phone, you got iPhone. Just click something on the wall so I can see where it is.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And that's for everyone else that comes here, if I'm sitting on the board, to show a picture about something so we all be on the same page.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? I'll now close the public hearing. I'll entertain a motion to approve the naming of this street. It's been moved and properly seconded. Now, we approve the name of the lane near 351 Iron Mine Road in the Rockfish Township to Olivos Drive, rather. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Next, we have our health director.
Thank you,
Ms. Simmons Carnegie.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. The health department is coming before you guys tonight to request approval to creating two new LPN nursing positions due to our current public health nursing vacancies within the department. Currently, we have three nursing vacancies and another one coming up in December due to retirement. Back in July, we came before you guys asking for approval to increase our public health nursing salaries based based on education and public health experience. Since those vacancies have been open, we've only had two applicants. So at the October 10th Board of Health meeting, the board unanimously passed to create two LPN positions to come before you guys for approval, as this will allow each medical provider at the health department to have a nurse to LPN ratio team. Also, the LPNs can help administer vaccinations or immunizations, which is one of our state mandated services. So there was three requests as part of that tonight. One was to create two LPN positions at a grade 64, step 7A.
Just a quick, are you finished?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought I heard you say you wanted to create three, but you're saying create two.
Two. Okay. We have three vacancies, three vacancies. A fourth one coming in December.
All right. Thank you. Entertain a motion?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We approve to create two new licensed practical nursing positions at a grade 64 annually and allow a health director to adjust the salary based on years of public health experience in 5-year increments and allow the health director to implement salary adjustments for any current licensed practical nursing positions based on years of public health nursing experience. Is that sufficient?
Mm-hmm.
Questions or comments?
I just want to make clear the budget impacts. The money's already there, correct?
That is correct.
Flat salary, so there will be no additional monies other than this small number.
Yes, lap salaries, and we're going to freeze one of those public health nurse two positions.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you. All right, next up we have Ms. Thigpen with Social Services.
My name, can you come? Y'all have them way back there. If you could get Cheryl first. Social Services actually has three of our veteran supervisors that are retiring as of October 31st. So if our first one, Cheryl, could come up. Cheryl started at Social Services on August 4th, 1993, and became an income maintenance supervisor on July 1st, 2002. When asked to share their thoughts on their supervisor, one worker described her as a woman of faith and courage, and another wanted to thank her for pushing me to better myself every day. And another noted that Cheryl taught all the employees she supervised to work hard, believe in themselves, set their own goals high, and said that she always used herself as an example to guide all of her employees to do better in achieving their own goals. One thing that Cheryl probably doesn't get enough credit for, and Karen is the same, is that both of these ladies have spent years spearheading DSNAP, emergency food stamps. I'm not sure anyone realizes just what a challenge that is, and both of these ladies were instrumental in doing that. So we are sorry to lose you, Cheryl, but best wishes in your retirement. The plaque says, actually, Duplin County retiree presented to Cheryl Cottle-Houston, Social Services, in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County. August 4th, 1993 to October 31st, 2019.
Thank you. Cheryl, why don't you stay up here and
yeah.
Hang out with us for a little bit. We'll get the other two up here. And
come right over. Karen Brown is the other one that I said was absolutely instrumental when it came to DSNAP. They were ready to go this last time in particular. Cheryl happened to be out at the time, and so Karen did it all by herself. But she did a great job, and she had some good staff that she had trained to do it as well. Karen started her employment with Duplin County as a tax clerk on September 6, 1994, and came to social services on February 14, 1995. She became a supervisor on May 3, 2003. Her workers describe her as dedicated, hardworking, and positive. Another worker noted that it will be hard walking into the office and not seeing you in the mornings. You have always been there for me. Your dedication, knowledge, and experience will be missed. Another worker also indicated that your dedication and hard work is really inspiring. I will never forget you for that. Again, Duplin County retiree presented to Karen L. Brown, Social Services, in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County. September 6, 94 to October 31st, 2019. And you will be missed, Karen. And last but not least, certainly, is Kendi Barnett. Yeah, three of these. Kendi's workers have been celebrating with her all month. I think they really hate to see her go, but the first day when they came in October and they had a countdown, I wasn't real sure if they were just looking forward to you leaving. But we all know the truth, and they all hate to see her go. Kendi started at Social Services on October 6, 1997, and became a supervisor on March 20, 2006. She's described as the sweetest, most loving, and fashionable supervisor ever. Another worker noted that you're an effective leader, listening, and warm-hearted and patient. And finally, one worker noted that you're warm-spirited and has a smile that just lights up the room. It has been an honor to work with you for the past 19 years, and your dedication and knowledge will truly be missed. Again, Kendi's another one. We will miss you. But best of luck on your retirement. Duplin County retiree presented to Kendi S. Barnett, Social Services, in appreciation for your commitment, devotion, and service to the citizens of Duplin County. October 6, 1997, October 31st, 2019. I will say all three of these women have truly succeeded in their roles as supervisors. We have a great group of workers coming up behind them that they trained. They have workers that will be replacing them as supervisors, and as well as the workers under them. So know that the work that you did will continue long after you're gone.
Can I get a photo of Emily?
Yeah.
A few old retirees can come forward. We'd like to wish you well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for all of what you've done. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm just surprised you were able to hire him at 10 years of age. I thought there was laws against that.
The room was cleared out, huh? Back to the regular thing.
All right, next we have our county planner, Ms. Stalls.
Good evening. I'm going to let Ryan Cox from Holland Consulting Planners present tonight's agenda item and explain a little further what was involved.
Good evening, Commissioners. Thank you for having me tonight. We are adopting policies for the Disaster Recovery Act program. These are standard policies that we put with the grant for audit purposes so that when we go, if we ever get audited on this, they're with all the files and folders. There's one in particular that's fairly important to look at, but I'll go through, talk a little bit about each one. Let's see, the project ordinance budget This is just a declaration of accepting the funds and where the funds will be maintained, and who the second one is the who's managing the funds for the county, which is the Tracy Chestnut, finance department head. Third one is the important one, a little more important one that I was talking about. This outlines how we are going to administer this grant. It's outlines our priorities, the types of projects that we can do with this, with these funds. Any income limits that come with it, which this program does have income limits. There is a bill in the General Assembly to remove those income limits. It did not get hit this session. My understanding is the hope will be it'll get picked up next session to remove the income limits. Project types. Priorities are a big one here. We have to follow the priorities for the most part of the as it's laid out in the MOA from Office of State Budget and Management. Which is mainly just the first one, and then the remaining priorities are priorities that we typically see after disasters. And construction policy award, this lays out the process for us bidding these projects out fairly and competitively. And temporary relocation, so basically how we will relocate someone if there is if they're displaced from their home while the house is under construction. We're not just going to put somebody out and not help them out with rent. And procurement policies and standards, again, this is fairly redundant to the local procurement policies. However, we put this in there for audit purposes. And that's it, barring any questions.
I'll entertain a motion to approve these policies.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the resolution approving administrative guidelines and policies, project budget ordinance, financial management resolution, housing assistance policy, housing construction contract award policy, temporary relocation policy, procurement standards policy, plan, documents related to Duplin County NC Disaster Recovery Act, and authorize me to sign the same. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
I do.
Go ahead.
Mr. Project that you're bringing to Duplin County, do you have an address, telephone number, or who's the contact person that people will, just like I've talked about this cornerstone, or do you have a list of agencies like that within Duplin County you will be contacting that has already worked with the public?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to work with the Long-Term Recovery Care Group.
And who are they?
They're a group of nonprofits and residents in the county who are already involved in this type of work, and we will be supplementing their work. A lot of these projects will be the bigger ones that the nonprofits can't handle financially or physically, meaning a reconstruction of a house that was damaged by a hurricane. That's something that I'm more set up to do with this program than a local nonprofit is, such as UMCOR, which is the United Methodist Committee on Disaster Recovery, or Habitat for Humanity, or Samaritan's Purse. They're a little more set up, but sometimes it's a funding issue for them. So this is funds to address the immediate needs of the county. We have to, when you look at the priorities, we have to look at those that are, they call it the most severe, and I'm not going to sit here and quote like I was talking until I read it. They pose a threat to life safety if they still live in the home, unsafe or unsanitary conditions, and exposure to health hazards such as mold, asbestos, and lead. Second priority is going to be those in FEMA trailers. FEMA trailer contracts will be up in March, so we need to see what we can do about getting those folks that are in FEMA trailers back into their homes.
Okay. because, you know, I hear people say different things, and I want to ask you exactly what was going on, and there will be diversity in who, and not just shut out, but they will be examined and see what their incomes are and where they live and how their homes and things have been weathered by the weather that has come.
Yes, ma'am. We have to, this is going, these funds are targeted to those that have been affected by the hurricane. This is not a block grant.
No, by the hurricane.
This is not a block grant. We can't treat it as if it is a block grant. We need to, this is a grant specifically for the immediate needs to help folks that have been affected by Hurricane Florence.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have Ryan Lanier here? Mr. Lanier, representing the Fountain Town Fire Department?
Yes, sir.
Okay, come on up. Do we have Greg Wiggins here? We have Greg Wiggins here?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wiggins, come on up. You're representing Mount Olive Fire Department?
That's correct.
Come on up. And do we have Allison Batts here? Ms. Batts, you represent Lyman Fire Department?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you folks represent each of these fire districts mind if we do this all together?
That's fine.
I think you're all requesting the same thing, and apparently you've all done what you're supposed to do to be before us.
Yes, sir.
All right. Does anyone have any objection to that?
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so Fountain Town Fire Department, Mr. Lanier is here on behalf of, Mr. Greg Wiggins is on behalf of Mount Olive Fire Department, which is actually Wayland Fire District?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Ms. Allison Batts, who's with the Lyman Fire Department, correct? All three of these fire districts are interested in a countywide fire tax, or district fire tax rather, and you've submitted the petition to the tax office, the required signature petition to the tax office, to see if you can put it on for a vote in March of 2020 for a referendum, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would entertain a motion that we allow all three fire districts.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
To be scheduled to take a vote on March 3rd, 2020 as a referendum. It's been moved and properly seconded that we allow each of these three fire districts to do so. Does anyone else have any questions or comments? Do either of you two gentlemen or lady wish to be heard any further?
No.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great job presenting tonight.
Certainly made it easy.
All right, we have Ms. Justice with our Tourism Event Center next on the agenda.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I also have Tom Fife. He was our...
Tom who?
He is our tourism chairman.
All right.
So thank you for the opportunity to address y'all.
Yes, sir.
Tonight.
Right here.
Hopefully you basically understand what's going on from what we had sent you to put in your packet. But essentially, for the TDA board, the whole purpose behind this is essentially because we have lately been having a problem getting a quorum for meetings, which is not a good thing, and that is mainly because the duties of our finance officer now, who is a member of the board, prevent her from being there, and we don't have a large board to start with. So what we are proposing, that we reorganize the composition of the board a bit to alleviate that problem. Now, the original legislation forming the TDA did not call for a commissioner to be on the board. For a while, we did have one who was able to attend regularly, but once she was no longer able to do that, that really began our problem of numbers. and the quorum. So what we had talked about was the option of either, you know, not having a commissioner on the board officially, or reducing our other membership, which represents tourism in the county and represents the occupancy tax collecting representatives. So, in discussing things earlier with this board, you all felt that you would like to have a commissioner on there, which is wonderful. You would have always been welcome to attend, whether you were officially on the board or not. And Mr. Dow and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago where we had discussed the same situation. He has expressed interest in representing the commissioners on the board. I did discuss with him the importance of his being able to attend, and he assured me he would be able to attend so we wouldn't have the quorum problem. So with that preface, I apologize for the length of the preface, but I want to be sure everybody understands. We are presenting this resolution then for your approval, which would then restructure our six community members by reducing it to five. We will still be able to fulfill the legislative requirement by doing that. And then in place of that position, we would put the commissioner's position. So that's what we are bringing to you, and that's what we would ask your approval of.
Okay, reducing it from six to five, but you're actually still getting six because there's going to be a commissioner ex officio.
Correct. Okay. The reason that we're making the commissioner ex officio is because that position, just like the finance officer position, would not be counted as one of the legislatively required positions. If we did that, we'd create another problem. So there are no rights or privileges that are lost, as you're aware, from being ex officio.
So moved.
Yeah.
Second.
Yeah, I read the House Bill 843. Rushed up on it.
Right. And you understood it. You're a better man than I.
I went back to 2005.
2005, when it was created. And then your resolution, the commissioner's resolution, was 07.
All right, it's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt the resolution modifying the membership terms for the Duplin County Tourism Development Advisory Board and authorize me to sign the same. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Fife.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you, Mr. Best.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, next on the agenda we have Mr. George Futro, our Assistant County Manager and Airport Director.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Tonight I'm here before you for two items of business. The first would be to request your approval and adoption of the 2019 Airport T-Hanger Box Hanger Capital Project Ordinance. You may recall that as a part of the LGC, the Local Government Commission application, we are required to submit an approved capital project ordinance with our application. And so the application process is coming to a close, and this is one of the final steps, I believe, that we'll need to go into that package. So we would request your approval of the budget of the capital project ordinance.
Great. I'll entertain a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Second. Moved and properly seconded that we adopt the 2019 Airport T-Hanger Box Hanger Capital Project Ordinance and allow me to sign the same. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, the second item of business I have is a request for your approval of task order number 2019-1 with Avcon Incorporated. As you know, Avcon is our new airport engineer, and this is the their engineering, an amendment to their engineering contract, which has been previously approved for professional services relative to the scoping, pre-design, design, and bidding phase services for the site preparation portion of our industrial air park complex.
Motion to approve.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we approve the request approval of task order 2019-1 in the amount of $124,139.03 with Avcon Inc. Airport Engineer for the purposes of designing, bidding, and construction of the site development portion of the industrial air park development project and authorizing me to sign the same. Any questions or comments?
Oh, I'd like to ask one question. I was reading here and say Airport T hangar, box hangar. What? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. This is one building, but there are nested T's. So if you look at an airplane from the top down, you'll see that the wingspan, it looks like a T yeah. when it's sitting in the hangar. So they nest those things so you can have one hangar on one side and one on the other, and they make T's. That's what they call a T-hanger. There's two additional 60 by 60 mini corporate hangars, which we call box hangars, adjacent to those. So it's six T-hangers and two box hangars. All under one building.
Okay. Thank you.
And by the way, they're pouring concrete starting at 3 o'clock on Friday morning if anybody would like to come out and see it.
I have some people I want to throw in that cement when you fall.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next is our finance officer, Mr. Chestnut.
Good evening.
Hello. Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, member of the board, I would like to request that you designate the finance officer and county manager for Duplin County as the designees to sign the disaster assistance application for Hurricane Dorian.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we adopt a resolution to designate Ms. Chestnuts as the primary agent and Mr. Brinson as a secondary agent to execute the state disaster assistance agreement on behalf of the county and authorize Mr. Brinson as clerk to certify the resolution designation of applicant's agent. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, Mr. Brinson is next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I am here now to place before you for your consideration a resolution of the Board of Duplin County Commissioners to honor the life and memory of Zeddy Brinson Williams. Would you like for me to read the resolution?
Please. Yes, sir. Okay.
Whereas the members of the Board of County Commissioners were greatly saddened to learn of the passing of Zeddy Brinson Williams, and whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams was an exemplary citizen of Duplin County and a fellow and a consummate professional who worked diligently to improve the quality of life for her fellow citizens in numerous capacities, and whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams was a native of Duplin County, being born on September the 21st, 1929, in Kenansville Township to James Isaac Brinson and Ella Whitehead Brinson. And whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams exhibited a strong passion for education by serving as a dedicated and beloved educator in the Duplin County public school system for over 40 years. And whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams further exhibited a sincere devotion and affection for education by serving on the James Sprunt Community College Board of Trustees for 20 years, 12 of those years spent as chairperson. And whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams enriched the Duplin County community by her tireless public service as a Duplin County Commissioner from 1989 until 2012, being the first African American female to serve on the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. And whereas Zeddy Brinson Williams served as chairperson of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners in 1991 through 92, 1995 through 96, 1999 through 2000, 2005 through 2006, and 2011 through 2012, And whereas Zettie Brinson Williams was recognized in 1997 by being selected for induction in the Duplin County Hall of Fame. And whereas Zettie Brinson Williams was honored by Governor Mike Easley in 2005 when he bestowed upon her the state's highest civilian honor, the Order of the Longleaf Pine Award, in recognition and honor of her significant contributions to North Carolina and Duplin County through her exemplary service and exceptional accomplishments. And whereas Zettie Brinson Williams demonstrated the true spirit of public, professional, civic, and religious service and volunteerism as evidenced by her service to the following: Duplin General Hospital Board of Trustees, East Point Mental Health Board of Directors, New Kingsville First Baptist Church, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, North Carolina Partnership for Children Board of Directors, Duplin County Retired Teaching Fellow Committee, American Legion Auxiliary, National Education Association, and many more. And whereas Zettie Brinson Williams leaves behind an indelible legacy of integrity and passion in public life, compassion and loyalty in private life, and diligence and dedication in all her chosen endeavors. And whereas it is fitting that the Board of County Commissioners should pause to remember the bountiful life of this exceptional citizen and human being. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Duplin County Board of Commissioners that we honor the memory of Zettie Brinson Williams, reflecting fondly upon her impeccable character and her unwavering commitment to living an exemplary life dedicated to public service with courage and conviction. Be it further resolved that we express our sympathy and offer our condolences to the family of Zettie Brinson Williams. Be it further resolved that this resolution be spread upon the minutes of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners as a permanent record of the achievements of and respect for one of Duplin County's finest citizens, and that the original be presented to the family of Zettie Brinson Williams with sincere sympathy and appreciation. Adopted this 21st day of October 2019, Kennedy L. Thompson, Chairman, Duplin County Board of Commissioners.
Thank you, Ms. Brinson. I have a motion to adopt this resolution. Can I get a second?
Second.
It has been moved and properly seconded that we adopt this deserving resolution to honor the life and memory of Ms. Zettie Williams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few announcements, if I may.
Yes, sir. You're ready.
Before we meet again, the North Carolina Poultry Jubilee will be held in Rose Hill on November the 1st and 2nd. That's Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd. The Embers will be there on Friday night and Jim Quick and the Coastline Band on Saturday night. On November the 2nd, Warsaw will hold its 99th annual Veterans Day celebration with a full schedule of events on that Saturday. It's highlighted by the parade, which begins at 11 a.m., Mr. Mayor, 11 a.m. I have a sample draft resolution for your viewing later, but there will be a joint meeting of the Board of County Commissioners and the Board of Education on Monday, November the 4th at 3 p.m. And that will be held at the Board of Education.
November 4th. At the Board of Education.
Yes, sir. November the 4th, 3 p.m. at the Board of Education. That is also your meeting date in November, so you'll be meeting that night at 6 o'clock. So Board of Education at 3, and then you'll come here for Board of Commissioners meeting at 6.
Okay.
The Duplin County Library will hold its trunk or treat event. It'll be held over in the parking lot of the library, the main branch right here on Bowden Drive. And that will be on Tuesday, October the 29th from 7 to 9. The county departments will decorate trunks and pass out of their vehicles and pass out candy to children. An event for Christmas will be held at the Event Center on Friday, November the 8th from 6 to 9:30. We'll have vendors, entertainment, train rides, and pictures with Santa Claus. The Paw Patrol event put on by the Duplin County Library will be held at the Duplin County Airport on Saturday, November the 9th from 10 to 1. Services for the Aged Annual Senior Christmas Event will be held on Wednesday, December the 11th, from 9 to 1, and the program begins at 11:15 a.m. This event will be held at the Event Center. And finally, the Duplin County Employee Appreciation / Christmas Event will be held on Friday, December the 13th, from 12 to 2 at the Event Center. And county offices will be closed from 12 to 2, with the exception of emergency services. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that's all the announcements I have. I would ask that we have a closed session now for legal matters, including the case of Lang versus Duplin County EMS.
Okay. Can you approach the... completes our business for open session. I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Move and properly second. We do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion carries. Thank you.